And then, fifthly, communicate with your children. Some people would say that this is addressed more to fathers than to mothers, but I'm not going to make any such distinction. I'm just saying, point number five, communicate with your children, which means talk to them. And talk to them in a serious sort of way. Don't talk down to them. If they ask a question, take that question seriously. If you take it seriously, you may sometimes be surprised to find how difficult it is to answer. Because children do have brains, and even quite small children, quite young children, are quite intelligent and quite perceptive, and they can come up with really quite extraordinary questions sometimes. So take their questions seriously and talk to them. I must say, if I may be permitted, a little note of autobiography here. Permitted? I remember one of the happiest memories of my own childhood is of my father spending time talking to me. I can't remember my mother talking to me much, to be frank. But I do remember my father talking to me quite a lot. This was, of course, back in the late 20s and early 30s. And my father used to come home from work when he was in work, because those were days of unemployment. And the first thing he did when he came home in the evening, and he didn't usually come in before 6 or 7, was to come to my room. I'd be in bed already, and he'd sit on my bed and he'd talk to me. And he'd talk to me for half an hour or an hour. Sometimes my mother would get impatient because she had his dinner ready and it was getting cold and she'd keep calling, but he was more interested in talking with me. And used to talk about all sorts of things, especially his wartime experiences, because the Great War was only a few years before. He'd been involved with that. He'd been seriously injured, had a 65% disability as a result of that. So he talked a lot about the war and about all sorts of things. And afterwards, as I got older, I found it always very easy to talk to my father. In some ways more easy than to talk to my mother. I think I may say my father was more of a thinking man. So this, as I mentioned, is one of the pleasantest memories of my childhood, that my father spent so much time talking to me. And of course, when he was out of work, which happened frequently, he'd spend much more time with me and talk with me much more. Well, that may be partly the reason why I have a certain little gift of communication myself these days. So yes, fathers and mothers alike, talk to your children. But that means finding time. Don't be too busy to talk to your own children. Even set aside a time if you're so busy. Just in the same way, perhaps, if circumstances make it necessary, that you set aside time for meeting, say, your Kalyana Mitras, or your Mitras, if you're a Kalyana Mitra, set aside a time. Set aside times, if your schedule is very tight, for actually talking seriously to your children. Not a go that you sit them down in front of you and say, come on, now we're going to talk. You must sort of, catch them on the wing. They may not always feel like talking when you've got time. I mean, that's part of being a parent, I suppose. So anyway, communicate with your children. And don't talk down to them. Share your serious thoughts to the extent that they are able, to understand them.